Adala, or Justice in English, is the legal center for Arab minority rights in Israel and the law team representing the Global Samud Flotilla. Over 450 participants were detained. While some have been released and deported, more than 100 remain in custody, where they report harsh conditions and allege violence and torture. Salam Arshid, a lawyer with Adala, say the activists were denied legal counsel, among other basic rights.
They were mistreated. Some of them said that they were degraded, taunted. Medication was confiscated. People needing necessary life-saving medicines have not received them, even asked. The request to see medical personnel were ignored. Some of them said they have not received any food at all. Again, many of them went to this hearing without a lawyer present, even though they said they were represented, in violation of the activists' right to legal counsel and due process.
Speaking to Democracy Now!, Kieran Andrew, a British-Palestinian journalist who was recently deported to Britain after being detained, described what he called torturous conditions in Israeli prisons.
We were in cells without drinking water. For the whole time that I was there, which was 2 days, we weren't given any drinking water whatsoever.
Andrew added that HIV-positive detainees and elderly activists who needed life-saving medication were denied access to treatment, and that one flotilla member nearly died.
One young woman has a problem where her blood doesn't clot, and she was on her period. They refused her any sanitary towels and any medication to handle her condition, and she's anemic. So she almost died, bleeding out in her prison cell.
Lawyers for the 160 activists who remain in detention say they fear for their clients' safety.
Unfortunately, yes. There is a lot of mistreatment, aggressive behavior, psychological and physical.
Adala has also brought the flotilla's interception itself into legal question, calling it a violation of international law.
Of course. I mean, the interception itself is illegal under international law. Many international experts, including UN special rapporteurs, have said so, that intercepting civilian boats trying to bring necessary life-saving supplies like food, baby formula, medicine, to a civilian population under need and famine is illegal under international law.
171 detainees have already been deported to Greece and Slovakia, including prominent Swedish activist Greta Thunberg.
Action it was challenging our extremely violent business as usual that is preventing these war crimes from happening. And that is what this story is about.
Lawyers for Adala continue to advocate for the 160 activists still in custody, including Nelson Mandela's grandson and 24 U.S. citizens. Israeli authorities have rejected all allegations of abuse, claiming detainees' rights were respected. However, American intelligence officers recently leaked information that last month's drone attacks on the flotilla were directly approved by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and critics say these attacks amount to a war crime. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.